to a request to come into prosecution, and they were here for 2 years on probation before they were admitted to citizenship, quote unquote.
Well, the people were friendly. They were really friendly at that time. But there was one reason why they wouldn't allow a stranger to stay in overnight with a lady that is alone while her husband away, because they don't want to see that family. They don't want to see that family divorced. That's why. That was the reason why they don't want any man to stay with a lady that was alone. Because, you know, a lot of times it comes into trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and that was the reason why. And then I think they were right, too.
Oh, I think so, too.
Yeah.
I agree.
Later on, they put up a big hospital there. After they set up a sawmill, they built a big hospital there, 2 floors. Some good doctors there, nurses. And then they, one of the
teachers. Was that a government hospital?
Yes, it is, government hospital. Yeah, Alaska Native Service Hospital, And then later on, the teacher's son came up from the States. They were in a honeymoon, that was in 1918. Delbert and Mildred Kruger was the ones that came up. They all came up for a honeymoon. And then when they were settled there with their parents at Narvik, they taught school there for 2 years. And then at the same time, Delbert had, he's the one that handled the messages in wireless, in a code. You know, they send out a code.
He had the wireless.
There was a wireless station there while Delbert was there. And when after he left, somebody took over. And when the next one took over, I started to practice how to send wireless and wireless. I did some quite a few messages there, but I forget all about it now.
I learned it once too and I've forgotten.
Don't need it anymore.
No.
At that time, they started out a cooperative store. The people put in some funds to start up a little store. And they called it a cooperative store because it was handled under the stock. Everybody that wants to put in a little stock in that store, they put in a little stock, and then that's how they put up a little store there. And then in 1939, that stock was sold out to you know, at that time, Congress put up a law which said that the Indian Reorganization Act was settled at that time. And there was enough money to start up a little store. Some of the villages wanted to make another store. And then that's the time the stock was sold out and returned to their owners, giving every owner from every dollar that he had in the stock, $3 was given back. It made $2 within that period of time, so that's how they were returned. From $1 to $3. $3 was given for every dollar when those stocks were bought. And then we had that same store. That's why that was started in 1939. We still have it.
Anita? Anita?
Yeah, Anita, yeah, see Anita, yeah.
Is that the only store now at
Yorba? No, there are some other private stores that are owned by the people.
Well,
that's the record of the move.
That's most interesting, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in Norway, so I have a feeling for the second, and I agree with you. Much better than viewing the press flying over. It looks terrible. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You
do though, and they used to sing together.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I was over there,
mm-hmm.
one summer we sang together and cut seals and ugruk. That's why they had the reindeer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have everything up there now too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have TV not very long. Phones.
Yeah.
Have phones, yeah.
Yeah. We phones or something else
you can. That's great.
We had a big high school going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they go on for glad I have time to.
Yeah, if you think, if you remember anything else, either write or something, maybe I should give you a tape back, if you remember anything else. You want to tape it?
No, I never have time.
Oh, okay.
I'm quite busy too when I'm home.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm a member of some of the organizations there, and I have to think a lot too.
That's right.
I think we'll make it to Kivalina today.
Kamu ngamin nuk nafsi.
j'aime que vous l'aimez sur un mille, il y a aujourd'hui à faire, que vous l'aimez, moi, comme une femme, comme une femme,
She said one of the things that made life easier was when each family got a net, you know, made a net for themselves, and then they can catch the fish and keep them off, you know. And then another thing which made the move easier was the cooperation of the Kobuk people, you know, with the Deering people who came in. They made them feel at home and cooperated with them and kind of helped them over the rough years.
Well, many of them already have relatives of the Kobuk.
She's from Kobuk, my mother. And then my dad is from Kobuk. Like your grandfather.
My grandmother.
They already have relatives there before the move. Yeah, and that helps a lot too.
I tell you, blood's thicker. I know it. And the smiles are warmer.
Well, the custom of the native people at that time, you know, they were supposed to be friendly with each other. That is the custom. The purpose of the native people at that time was to feed anybody that is hungry. When they have nothing to eat, feed that person, feed the family. That's what they do at that time. White people come around, feed that white man. He's one of us. That is the purpose. But the customs that I usually have in those days are changing now.
I remember when I was growing up, whenever somebody came in, you just automatically set the table, you know?
But it's really changing now, it's getting worse.
So many of them are depending on the money instead of us hunting, you know?
If we sold out about 156 of my books, that would cover about expenses for publishing that paper. And then I would start to begin having the royalties. I think I ordered some so we can sell out at the quarterly meeting.
You had something to say.
I found this book in the storeroom. One of the papers I wrote was here. But I think it's going to be in the first paragraph, or the second paragraph, because it's just exactly, this is 1968. This is what we're doing now.
It really needed the local people to if they don't do it, it wouldn't be quite as important to them, you know.
Well, I think my comment equally important is read the prospectus. Just the way that in the Western culture does not bring us to happiness.
Mm-mm.
As many ladies tend to believe.
Mm-hmm.
That you need to. Alma Bala Sabakpa to school.
Manila Kunvuk. Manila Kunvuk Sabakpa.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. The information from Ella Smith on the adoption.
Inya akku after shootigilla kakpur. Inyu chame makko tiga okto waktut. Te manili tiga okto khaming. Tisa makkatin. Iyak sang nel khinyakutin. Khitun kak sang nel khinyakutin. Naga ilagik sinnekhluwi chuko inyuit sutluting tiga okto wak nekpat.
Kusunagay siyot mani nang ilagay tukumiya kami itayok to redyat tukumiya kami itayok nakti kami itayok to redyat
I have no idea. She probably does because you probably, I don't know if she had, it's probably under Chester Sivic or Chester Downey. Yeah. For professional purposes, he goes under the name of Chester Sivic, but his legal last name is Chester Downey. His Eskimo name, his personal Eskimo name is Sivic.
Iliga kasinyo na anek hamirak ako kaya kasakman kaya inyugok titaribong kaya milik titaribong
ano na lang kami inyugok pignira kakita imeraoran inyugok pignurak
lang
imeraoran imeraoran
thank you very much
If you think of something that you think we ought to know about, we'd sure be glad to have it.
I'll say.
I told her if there's anything that you think about that you think we ought to know about, we'd sure be glad to have it.
Yeah.
Hello. She's saying usually in the old days, they'd wait until the mother has
breastfed the child, and then when he can eat something else, then the adoption takes place. But sometimes when a mother dies leaving an infant, if they wanted to keep it, then they fed him broth.
Mm-hmm.
And then the adoptions, as she knew them, were by people who were childless. I think initially or preferably they were from the family relatives, the blood relatives. And then if there were none available there, then they went outside of the family from anywhere. Because it was important in their lifestyle that when they got old, they would have some young person to also provide for them.
Now, what strikes me, you might sound this off, bounce this off the wall for a question,
mm-hmm.
What strikes me, Rachel, that in a broad perspective, I think in the old days, they breastfed their children until they were 4 or 5 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
They were lactating a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, anybody could step in, like you say, with reference to aunts.
Mm-hmm.
That almost anybody could step in and take care of a child. I'll bet that they were lactating most of their lives. But two to three children,
mm-hmm.
it'd be almost 15 years,
mm-hmm.
which helped to keep down the population.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
show that mm-hmm. there was a very low population.
Yeah.
That helped to keep down the population, but it also provided for surrogate mothers someplace or other around in the vicinity that you get,
mm-hmm.
as you say.
Mm-hmm.
A woman became too ill or died.
Like in my case, my mother worked, see? And she wasn't home when I became hungry, and my aunt happened to be there. She lived in Norvik, but evidently this was the time when she was with us, because
mm-hmm.
this cousin that I'm talking about is just 6 days younger than me.
Exactly.
You know, see?
These are the kinds of questions you can't get when you've got a mixed company.
Yeah.
And yet it's important
uh-huh.
our understanding of the tremendous
mm-hmm.
sharing and cooperation.
Mm-hmm. And Suli, uko unavok agnak aka milukti chikami khanok elip kakhlugu enyugo khanatun enyugo tilugu tamna milukti tarvom imani epani enyugo tichinya kami naga pisut lasip kakhlugu enyugo wokatak tilugu She said she remembers being breastfed, even when she was walking around, you know, she was, and she feels that the weaning, the breaking away from the mother, was mainly when the mother was with child again, you know, to prepare them for another child who was going to be needing breastfeeding.
Mm-hmm.
Because my grandfather evidently was breastfed a long time, because he said he'd play out and then he'd come in and drink of the breast again, and
mm-hmm.
he said it would taste so good after his mother was outside or after she had smoked the cigarettes. Yeah. And of course I bore her name, so And I named my son for him. She was talking about her husband. She's confirmed what we've been discussing here, that her husband, even when he was a pretty good sized boy, and they were playing out. While they were playing, they'd miss him, and wonder what happened to him. And it turned out that he'd have gone home to be breastfed. It naglan inuit uko umigiktot ilagik sinagluvit tigoktomik naluvit.
That makes good that made me your man, eh?
You will lock me, eh?
As you got checked, eh? That was good to go share one laptop with you for me. Kind of thing you never had.
He might have been me corner clean a young next of
lit.
She's not aware or hasn't heard of any adoptions taking places to placate opposing people. But she knows that within the blood relationship, the adoption was frequent, because they like in my case, I one of my first cousins that I grew up with gave me one of their sons because I kept having miscarriages, and when I came home for our grandfather's funeral. And I went to my grandmother's house. It was not long after I'd had another miscarriage, and she felt bad, and she was telling us how Pop felt that, gee, too bad that she's not able to keep her babies, And so one of my cousins said, well, if we have another boy, she can have him. I said, how it all taken?
Right.
And it turned out to be a girl, and so that was their only daughter. But the next one, they said, well, if you still want children, So it was within the immediate family, and so they gave me a child because I couldn't keep my own. I wouldn't stay long enough.
Well, that's just exactly the name of the game, and that's why I think it's important that we clear this up. I have heard so much about denigrating things, Eskimo swap babies like they're giving puppies away.
Oh, no.
I've heard that my hearing puppies my wife. Made me so mad. That's why it's important that these things be cleared up and made a part of a working whole.
Right.
It was a survival method.
Right.
But they didn't care.
Right.
Let's go down and eat and we can pursue this after lunch.
Okay.
If we have time.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the left.
Tu le kabungat mun kubom tengen tengen mun.
Abla mun agilan. Malu kubunya abu sini mau. Tiada sini. Kubom mun jut patah si malu. Semua apa tau nak patu siap sesuatu favorit dia. Semua sini akan sesuatu sama le ubunan itu. Napa tau siap dia sesuatu.
Unaga khosi
leaga khutatam. Kesto leaga khutatam. Si mundari kita
khutatam.
Gilaga.
So katigi gura khutin.
Katigi khutin. Baby si chal gubluwa dobro na lakta khutin.
Questions you'd like to ask her?
No, what was she doing?
She was just thinking. She was just thinking of her life and the territory that she covered. Even in those days, growing up in the Notak area, you know, traveling up that way, and then traveling up to Wainwright and those areas, and then also up to the Kobuk area, you know, and. In those early days, of course, lately she's flown down to Anchorage 3 times, you know, but... I wonder if she would know anything about the blue mark. Let's see. What kind of birth taboos?
Oh, like the one that I found there in Houston, kind of. You can have the baby for longer time, but don't take one sock off and then the other sock off. Which I think is kind of I don't think it necessarily works like
that. Yeah. Sipulani kuwa ang nobleta o kagnatut. Temanigo inyukuna kilamikit na Ernit Krigumit Yami Kanogle Pirareba Naza Ilakatikaralahoni Kilamikitna Nukachet Humit Yami Tamna Kitun Rorani Kanogle Pirareba Akutukarnera Tarareba At Lakon Pizpa, Ubagok, Amani, Canada, me, Dapkoli, Inupeli, Okarak Nesut, Ubagok, Atulangas Kilometer, Ato Chicken, Kilamigo, Kitun Ritching Yangichuk, no Tinigli Tavani Pirak Nesut. One of the things that she says that in order for the kids to you know, be spaced longer,
than the 9 months, you might say, is they'd tell the women not to stop breastfeeding so soon, just keep the breastfeeding going. And this way there'd be, you know, the child would be big enough, when the next one came along. Yeah.
Somebody
said it before the end of the month. I haven't
checked yet. Well, we got it. We got to start planning. But they didn't even
come. Was that just the men's fault? Was it just this? Can we have a little bit more?
Dana, kibiskanya kuni, kibiskanya kuti. Ingilgan kagalagroit kung kabitu de, mo na kuyura kailisik makita matko. She doesn't remember, the fly in the men's skin pants. Right, because she said they just pulled them down. I was talking about sealskin pants at first, but and then with the caribou pants, you know, she said even though she doesn't recall the fly.
How about on children? Because I've seen when children are young, the little boys, the small children, and those things playing out of doors that were slipped so that all they did was squat and it overlapped and they stood up.
On what part?
On the bottom, so that they could urinate or defecate either one. And when they squatted, it automatically came apart. When they stood up, it just lapped
In their parking?
In their pants.
In their pants?
Makogo kasin ililiborat mamgumit? Avalina ko. To raksong siguro?
Yeah, she said the young kids had a split down the crotch. And then some soft fur was sewn around the edge, you know, so it wouldn't be so rough on the child. Soft fur was sewn around the slip. And then this way, when the child needed to go to the bathroom, then it was handy for the mother to put him on a chamber, you know. I asked her, what did they have for a chamber pot? The same type of construction of wood that they had for their cooking pot, the pirtalik. And kind of oblong shape.
And
And then the parents had a larger version, you know,
mm-hmm.
a bigger font.
They used for child, for babies.
For the diaper?
For the diaper, remove the diaper. What they use in lieu of paper and lieu of tampons?
Itna mikiruramik makatoktomik kitun rakakaming kanichimik makakakagat temen.
Izumik palakti raktuk. Izumikati palakmanik tabunga makpangan umunga makpangan kitsaulam. Umuki kitubla lakit yung makpangan. Upo suli pagmakna tana manna umiraw rakrako sinya manna niyunga nunga kisang ubunga sin pat malapay ako ni Victoria kan ubunga tana ubat namina sin sila ko gawa ni tana sila ko gawa siya niyunga tamana ubunga
sila kanat chimi ko ba iyak na
kumik tumik sin Makpuning nak kering, nak kering, saya makpuning tu begini. Karena kalau makpuning ni kita nak,
tak mesti ni kita mak kerja kaki tu.
Sekarang ibu muda si sena, pada kerja orang sekarang ibu muda tu, makpuning tu.
Dam nasin koyt madrunglu anak madrunglu siplu. Kan aku buat penyek pisi. The children, they always gathered moss and dried it for the lining of the diaper, and usually they used seal skin for the you know, like the rubber pants. And then they use the moss, the dried moss on the inside, and then using caribou hair also to soften it, you know, so it won't be so rough on the child. And as the moss and the hair was soiled and it was thrown away, and other moss and hair used for the lining of the diaper. Now, she doesn't know what the old folks used for Kotex when they had their period, because she said she came along after the cloth was introduced. So she never inquired to what her mother or grandmother might have used for, but they suspect maybe caribou skin. I don't know. Kanok tay mimya pili sakto wak nagpating ma.
Kanok tay pili sakto ilaga to wu yusin mga
itakto.
Alok ro sa gila nubo. Alok ro sa kamini. Kanok tay mimya kuni ato nakikuni. Bako
ni.
Agulil na kay yusik
sa
ini. Uboki. Apa akanaktik. Akanat abutin na gad. Tak Mm-hmm.